IELTS speaking, the Olympics. Vocabulary. When talking about the Olympics, one of the most common verbs is to compete. To compete. Do you know the word family of the verb to compete? Well, we have the verb compete, the person competitor, the countable noun competition, the uncountable noun competition. So the countable noun competition is a race or a contest. For example, I'm competing in a competition. The uncountable noun is the desire to win. For example, there is a lot of competition to take people to the moon. The adjective is competitive. We can have an example of all of these together. There were a lot of competitors from Italy competing in this competitive competition. There you go, that's a nice tongue twister for you. And here are the prepositions we usually use with the verb to compete. India has competed in Japan in the Olympics. India has competed against many other countries in the Olympics. Now, moving on, when it comes to the different parts of a competition, we have the following events in order. First of all, you'll have the qualifying rounds or the heats, where the competitors compete to get a place in the next stage, and that will be the semi-final. And after that, you have the final. When people do their best in the Olympics, we have an Olympic record. That's the fastest or the best in the Olympics. If it's the best in the world, a world record. And if it's the best for one athlete, a personal best. We often say PB. I got my PB in the 100 metres. And another important verb is to qualify, which means to succeed in making it to the final or to the next round. To qualify for the final. Another connected word is disqualified, to be disqualified. Now, this means to be kicked out of a competition for breaking the rules. For example, he was disqualified for taking drugs before the event. We also have a false start. And this is when you accidentally start running before the starting gun sounds. And finally, be careful with the adjective unqualified, which is different from disqualified. Unqualified means not having the qualification or certificate to do something. So he's an unqualified pilot means he's flying a plane, but he's not qualified. He has no certificate or maybe training to do it. Next, let's talk about medals. Here's the vocabulary you need to talk about medals. To win a gold medal. To get a silver medal. To get the bronze medal. We can use both a or the. She is an Olympic medalist. A medalist is the person who gets a medal. Sometimes we can say she's an Olympian. Or he is an Olympian. That's any person or athlete that has an Olympic medal. Very common expression is to make it to the podium, which means that you have won either gold, silver or bronze. And of course, on the podium, we have the medal ceremony, where the different athletes receive their medals. Let's talk more about Olympic sports. A very general word for many Olympic sports is athletics. So athletics includes races and competitions where there is running, walking, jumping or throwing. Athletics is the noun. The person is an athlete. An athlete. Athletic, without the S, athletic is the adjective, which means sporty or somebody who does a lot of sport. For example, my brother is very athletic. He goes jogging every night. Now, there are different categories we can use for different sports. Here are some of the main ones. For example, with the discus, the hammer, the high jump, the long jump, the 100 metres and 200 metres and so on, all of these are track and field. The next one, number two, we've got gymnastics, which can include artistic, floor, the pommel horse, the beam, the rings. Number three, we've got water sports, which can include swimming, canoeing, diving. Number four, we have fighting sports, which may include boxing, taekwondo, wrestling, judo, karate. Number five, team sports, which will obviously overlap with some of the others. But team sports typically include volleyball, hockey, football. And the opposite of team sports, number six, individual sports. Individual sports. Such things as shooting, archery, and so on. Another category, for example, any competition that involves horses would be called equestrian sports. Great, let's move on and talk about a discussion, IELTS speaking discussion, the role of the Olympic Games. What is the role of the Olympic Games? Is it positive? Is it a waste of money? Is it a good thing? There's a lot of controversy about it. Controversy is a great word. It means heated debate or discussion. We can say, for example, they help build international unity. We can also use foster. They help foster international unity. They help build friendships. They help foster understanding. They help build empathy. Other useful collocations are to bridge the divide, bridge the gap, bridge the differences. The Olympic Games bridge the political divide between countries. Well, they try to. The Olympic Games help bridge the gap between different cultures. And I would agree. The Olympic Games can help bridge the differences between people. Sometimes it's true. They inspire young people to be the best they can, excel in their given sport, practice more sport. However, the downsides, the money spent on infrastructure, you know, things like stadiums, roads, hotels, could be better spent on schools and hospitals. The money spent on the Olympic Games could be put to better use. That's a nice expression, to be put to better use. Let's move on and talk about the Paralympics. Now, the Paralympics take place straight after the regular Olympics. They were originally officially founded in 1989 in Germany, although they kind of began shortly after the Second World War. They were set up to help soldiers who'd come back from World War II who were badly injured to give them an opportunity to participate in competitive sport. The Paralympics raise awareness of people with disabilities. They raise awareness of people with impairments. An impairment is similar to a disability. You may have a visual impairment, a sight impairment, things like that. The Paralympics offer disabled people the chance to compete. And also, very importantly, the Paralympics challenge the boundaries set by society. That's the traditional boundaries that say, well, disabled people cannot do sport. They cannot compete because they're disabled. The Paralympics wants to challenge that and say, well, actually, maybe they can. And if you watch the Paralympics, you'll find out they certainly can. So to qualify for the Paralympics, you need an underlying health condition. Now, such things may include visual impairment, impaired muscle power, to be an amputee, which means that you've lost a limb, like an arm or a leg, or you have restricted movement of joints. You can go and find out more about the Paralympics at www.paralympic.org. Paralympic is spelt Paralympic. It's very interesting. Find out about how the mentors and guides work with the athletes. It's really interesting. Moving on, idioms for the Olympics. Here are some useful idioms you can use to talk about the Olympics and even other sporting events. First of all, to be the underdog. That is to be the team or the person that is not expected to win. For example, some say Elaine Thompson was the underdog, but she actually won the 100 metres, breaking the world record. The opposite of the underdog is the favourite. To be the favourite, and that's to be the team or the person who is expected to win. It blew me away means it was very impressive. Her performance in the semi-final blew me away. Blew, or to blow away, can have a second meaning, meaning to be much better than the rest. For example, she blew the competition away, which means she destroyed the competition. She was much better than the others. Next, to give it your best shot, which means to do your best. I think in the Olympics, all of the athletes give it their best shot. And I hope when you do the IELTS test, you will give it your best shot. Give it, remember the it, give it your best shot. It refers to the test or the competition. Next, to throw someone a curveball, which means you surprise someone with a situation or a problem. For example, when the athlete Dina Asher-Smith, the British athlete, didn't qualify for the final, that really threw us a curveball. Right, we were so surprised because we thought she would. Next, to be neck and neck, which means to be equal or level during a race. In the 100-metre sprint, they were neck and neck right up until the finishing line, and then it was a photo finish. Notice the pronunciation is neck and neck, not and, just an, neck and neck. Finally, nail-biting. Means very exciting. It was a nail-biting final of the 1500 metres. That was the most nail-biting final I have ever watched. And that's it. That's the end of the audio notes for the IELTS Speaking Olympics. Thanks for listening.